They are certainly bhurida. Because they dhyati pranan, khandayati pranan, cut their life. Here cut their life means all happiness and everything,
all material attachment
cut. They also beat and the all householders, wife, father, mother and children, all beat. And that is why that is slow.
Yadanu Charita.
That without one who has heard the Krishna Katha, at that moment or after some time, they will leave their all homes, everything, and become like birds. They live in trees, they live in shade of trees. Today here, today here, today here. Always roaming here and there. And weeping in Vrindavan. Taking water from Jamuna by hand, no pots, nothing. Like street beggars. Their house, everyone, husbands and wives, children, everyone weeps. And he also weeps. Hare Krishna, telling and weeps.
Krishna,
Radhe, Radhe. No time of taking food. Becomes lean and thin. Whether they were before princes or anything. And become like this. And they weep. So, we should not hear Krishna Katha, gopis are telling. But five are telling? Because we cannot leave it. And Vaishnava Tosini, oh, let's say,
can we ask some questions? One question. This is a very unusual meaning, and it seems that the gopis, they're different. Their point of view is different than all bhaktas. That this meaning can be given by them, because the first meaning that you give, Harikatha is auspicious, all bhaktas say that, but no bhakta would say what they say, that unless Krishna personally speaks, then it is like death. So it's I'm just appreciating that the verse is it shows what Gopi Bhav is when you get the Vishwanath Chakravarti explanation. Otherwise it's the verse, it just is a praising Harikatha. But then we wonder, why are the gopis just praising Harikatha? I could never understand this verse.
Because they are praying Krishna to come and give darshan. So they are telling that your katha is amrita. We feel this. But when you tell this,
then
all katha. Now you are not here. So you should come at once here.
Yes.
So that we can hear by seeing you. So they are praying. And if you are not coming, we are dying. So all will tell that Krishna is so cruel and not kind-hearted. They are dying in separation. They are weeping, but yet Krishna is not coming. So they are giving some clue that all will tell you. So you should come at once and give darshan to us.
But no other bhaktas would dare to say that or to think like that.
No. Only gopi friend. No one. And those who are the follower of gopis, they can appreciate this. No other can appreciate.
Otherwise it's like saying insults to the preachers and insults to Harikatha, unless you're in the...
No. It has been told like Rupa Goswami has told. And isko kahte hain kya?
Gopinath. Don't go see Govinda.
It is called...
What is it?
Vyajastuti. That is called Vyajastuti. It is more than that. In any way.
Praise something
by in disguise of criticism.
Yeah.
It is more than that. Sweet meaning. And Krishna will hear this and become so pleased that if I am not going, it will be insult in my case. लोग कहीं हैं कि इतने रो रहे हैं, इतना नाम ले रहे हैं, इतनी कवि कथा की महिमा, और कृष्ण सब झूठा बना रहा है। कहाँ कृष्ण उसकी रक्षा करता है और ना रक्षा करके कृष्ण की नाम की महिमा को कृष्ण ही घटा रहे हैं।
Holy name is so glorious, but Krishna is himself reducing the glory of the holy name by not being present before us and not making us happy.
Now, this verse is very special because King Prataparudra spoke this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was speaking the whole Gopi Gita, but when he came to this verse, all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic.
Buddhiva.
So is there, could you explain why the other verses are also very important verses, Pranata Dehi Nam and so on, why this verse he became so...
Whole Ras, everything, more than Ras, everything he remembered. At once it came in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was Harikatha that he was telling. Prataparudra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing, and it was the subject of Harikatha also. So he became at once like so.
Was he tasting, which meaning was he tasting? The meaning that Harikatha is auspicious? And I'm very thankful to you, King Prataparudra, because you're speaking Harikatha. Or was he feeling this other Gopi Bhav that Krishna is very cruel?
Both. He can have tested another meaning also. So he remembered everything. We can imagine only one or two, two kinds of explanations. But she was Radhika. All the moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Radhika. And when he heard this, everything came out in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually he was seeing Krishna and feeling so separation mood at that time. And perhaps at that time Krishna has given darshan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because she was Radhika. And at once he became so and gave arms to that king.
This question that I had about prarabdha karma, what is the devotees, just like you explained yesterday, like the rusty rope. The shape is there, but it's actually
no action.
No action. So devotees suffering, everything is...
There are so many kinds of devotees.
That's the thing.
There are... A standard is not
thing.
One.
So until you reach a certain stage...
Those who are not devotees, but they are pretending to be devotees. There are one class. And those who are really devotees. And in devotees there are so many platforms.
Kanishtha, Madhyam.
So, here from above Madhyam Madhyam.
Above Madhyam Madhyam. Their sins are absolutely destroyed. Until that point,
you have to get it very calm. And it will come by Harikatha. Krishna, Krishna means will do it. Krishna will give you good association by any way. In mind or heart or by Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Chitta Guru, anyhow. Like when the four Chaturbhuj,
four Kumaras,
Bhagavan ke Vishnu Dut, jab chale gaye, when they went away, and he became Purna Swastha, he restored his senses, and he said, he began to think. Oh, I have done so wrong. Why I have done so? At once I should give up all this. I have heard from Vishnu Parikara. So I at once lit up my all lust, the pretty of my wife, children and everything. Of Narayan also, Narayan man, that boy, and all kinds of kamna, at once I showed you. And he did it. And he went to Haridwar and stayed in a temple. And here it has been told that he sarir se man ko nikal diya. और मन से फिर आत्मा को निकाल लिया और आत्मा में प्रतिष्ठित हो गया. Here by yog it has been told a word there, yog, by yog, but not ordinary yog he adopted. He accepted bhakti yog like that day. Bhakti yogen manasi samyak parihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayanch jada apashya. He started bhakti yoga. That is to remember Narayan, because he has seen the Chaturbhuj. And what Chaturbhuj, Vishnu Dut has told to him, he began to remember and began to chant Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. He began to chant and remembering. कामना वासना तो पहले ही छोड़ दिया था. To leave कामना and वासना is not all thing. But anything affirmative should come.
Everything.
Positive should come. Now if any negative thing has gone, it is good, but not so good. It may come if they are not replaced by it. Anything positive. But positive is bhakti. He was now doing. Jo Alamban kiya. Mane he accepted Jo. Mane bhakti Jo. Samanam Kirtanam Smaran. He began to do. And every kind of seva there thinking that all the things, services what I am doing is direct to Krishna, meaning Narayana. After that he gave up his eating like Dhruva and others they had done, everything. And at last he saw all Vishnu. And they come and they took away. He gave up his body, his also Sukshma Shari also, like this, he left easily. At that time he was feeling so suffering when they were taken, because he had asakti to that and karma bandha. Now he had no karma bandha. And avidya is also gone. So easily he kept that sukshma sarir and his full sarir. And at once Vishnu Parshad, Desh came. Kusha. No worldly person can see this. Only Chaturbhuj Vishnu, that Vishnu could saw that he became, and he also felt that I have become like Vishnu. His body was like so. Madhyamakar it is called. Madhyamakar, you know?
Middle sized
means
human size, like.
In what size and what shape his Aradhya Devi is, he become like so. First of all. And at once they took in Biman and he. There was no use of Biman. Biman was there and he just in Srimad Bhagavatam has been sent, those who adopt Harikatha or Harinam. Harinam, this is the nauka, this is the boat to cross this Bhavasagar. So both this name and Harikatha comes in this side. Bhavasagar is boat, but this boat has come here. And keeping his boat by which it can be crossed, they crossed easily by themselves and boat is here. Name and Harikatha living here in this world for others and they know that nothing is there. Boat is becomes there. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
So.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Question. Only question. As I sat and remembered, I will. He felt if you will not help. So I praying you help me. And once I saw that he came under my chair. Yeah. And you told that you should write and dictate it. And I solved all the questions. Even I knew nothing about them. And I have got 85% marks. And I am the highest boy in my class. And everyone are praising. But Gurudev, it is not of mine. But you have done it. Another woman come to me, which are given initiation. She called Gurudev, today I was drowning in a river. And I saw that nun was there to protect me. I at once remembered you and prayed, oh Gurudev, set me, set me. And at the same time I saw that your hands become so long and took off out of water. That is why I am come to you to give you busy and she brought so many fruits and plants, cloths and everything and gave to me. I was astonished that so-called Guru. Then I think that I have no ability to do, I have not done anything. But they are saying, they are also saying true. Then what is the thing? That Brahman. They think Brahman is able. So it may be that Brahman has come to him and protected him, and he has helped them. But I see that there is none guru in this whole world, or ever it has been, or it will be, or now none are gurus that have qualities to protect and to give any help. But that Brahman does, and guru does not go, does not do anything. As I am, I am not good. And he is telling me.
Yeah.
All persons are that
right.
So-called good.
Yeah.
So we have no power, we have nothing to do, but only when a disciple pray or tell anything, then Brahman
will answer their prayer.
Answers and everything is miracle. So in the whole world there was no guru, no at this time and all the any time so powerful to do. I told that what is your response about this? He told that it seems true. And I told that it is so bogus and so bogus that nothing will be bogus like this. No? We have heard that when Aruni in Upanishad went to his Gurudev and Gurudev ordered him to go to field when raining was going and to protect the water in the field. But he went there, whole night he did, but useless. Then he slept there and protected water there. And he has so much difficulty because it was winter season. Gurudev came with a light sarikam and told, where you are. He told that, Gurudev, I am here. What are you doing? I am protecting water not to go out of the way. And why you are there? Because mud and clay are not sufficient to protect it. So I am lying down. Oh, come at once, come. The Guru came and he told that, I am so much pleased to see your Guru. I am Guru Seva. One cannot do easily this. You have done so far that you have never cared for your life and you lie down there for full light. Now you see you are a fit person, you have my mercy. Everything come out at once, all Vedas, Upanishads and everything. And you will see, be qualified at once. And he began. So those who are telling that Guru has nothing, they have no power and nothing, they are all bogus. They are karmi and they are not. Only Vaishnava are here. Not this example only. There are so many examples of Sanditni Muni. He came to Krishna and Sudama.
May your words, may your words always be remembered, your teachings of the Vedas.
And we have also Upamanyu, one Upamanyu, followed his Gurudev, become blind, whom Gurudev told them. We have heard that Raman has given his eyes to his disciples, in Guru ways he has power. We have also seen that Guru has kept his hand on a very erratic person, and he saw the difficulties of him. We have heard so many things, we see powers and sakshat haritena guru, so they can do anything, not like that bogus person.
He sits back and Brahman does everything. And he accepts the gifts.
So our guru has not like that karmi and all these things, without power. Then it becomes. So, our gurus have power to give prema bhakti also. They can manifest.
This
paramarthik guru. That all are cheaters. No, any qualified.
But he thinks he's being honest by saying that all are cheaters. There was never any guru, and there will never be any guru.
I am only guru.
Because
I am not cheating.
Yeah.
And all disciples of the class, very good.
Krishnamurti, he used to write books and say that too, that there is no need for any guru. But then people look to him and say, you are
my guru.
Yeah.
The best teacher.
Don't go America only, go London, Switzerland, India. I shall not inform you. Well, no, I shall go everywhere. Okay, I shall not inform you.
There's so much worry. I don't know why so much worry.
What do you want to take? Arahar dal or mug dal?
What dal is better?
The mung dal is easy to digest.
Yeah.
Mung dal is easier to digest.
Yes. But I like
arahar
dal best. But for health, mug dal is good.
So there has to be some compromise.
No use of compromise.
I want your good. How you do, please?
I'll be pleased to take your remnants or to do what you want to do.
You have give up your all desires and following me. So I should also have care for you all day. Mm.
Well, my desire for you is that you can spend more time on your own to do your writing.
I want. Mm. I'll have to take lesson from you.
But you have put yourself in a very difficult place here in Mathura. I don't know how you can do it. You may start to write and then someone will come in, someone will come in.
I think I have no quality. You have quality to write. I have no quality to write.
I have a discipline to sit down, but then there's nothing in here to come out. You have everything in here, but you have to do it, come out.
So if a person like you was with me, then everything was maybe done. I will only tell and you will expand and do it all. अरे कल कहाँ तुला गया
मैं बता रहा हूँ हम तो लोग तुम्हारे लिए हम
कल जी वैसा हो जाएगी
two monkeys like us you monkey and myself monkey and they were sitting by the side of
Gurudev.
One was smoothing messaging Guru feet and other was leftist and other was rightist
मंकी
माने वो शिष्य थे मंकी नहीं मंकी के रूप में थे मंकी जैसे बुद्धि उनकी मंकी जैसी देन वन साबित इट इज समहट वार्म सो आई शुड हैव ए फैन फैन इट वाज फैनिंग दिस आल्सो मंकी साबित If he is doing fine, so I should do fine also. So by doing fine so, his fine touched the Guru, his left feet.
But he was rightist.
And he was sitting in right.
Okay.
So the leftist, left monkey saw that he has
touched
my left
foot.
So he took a lathi,
stick,
danda,
bamboo stick,
and
Guru's left.
Because this is not mine, this is mine. Then he took this right monkey, took so much motor, bamboo stick. With that, Ari, my Mara,
save me.
Because that is, you have done so. So he took this and broken. He told that, oh, you have done so? And Guru was crying, I'm dying, he took and broke it.
And the library took both.
What is the symptom behind it?
Then he was telling that, I did right, I give punishment to this, it is yours. And he told that, I have done right, I have punished your day. And then that... Why I told so?
Yeah, because I make like that with your writing. I keep adding and adding and adding and adding. Until I make a big mess.
Thank you.
or no bhav comes, Nirvana.
I find. Because even if it doesn't come out of my mouth, then it is in my mind, this person is so foolish, this person is not foolish, I'm angry at this one. Maybe for good reason, maybe for bad reason, but still, aparad comes.
Aparad usually does not come. If you have anything in your heart, and then you are doing so, then it will be aparad. This, you know, envy
and matsarya.
And this should not be here, then aparad will not be.
So if you are angry at somebody,
no, it is not aparad. Yashoda Mai is also angry so many times to Krishna, but no angry. No
envy.
So it is like affection. I will do evil, this should not be in our heart. Then no aparad. No. What is the difference between Anna Vilas and Anna Vilasita?
No desire, but sometimes even a devotee will have some desire, and the example is like the Nushtrada ceremony, or sometimes if you're in a dangerous situation and you pray, Krishna help me.
You can tell it in very simple words, what is the difference between Anna Vilasita and Anna Vilas?
No, I forget. I don't remember.
You should remember. You should see. You should say. What you remember?
I don't remember.
You remember. You? It's a very simple word.
I don't know the Sanskrit difference between Anya Vilas and Anya Vilasita. That's why I can't.
You should tell in English. No Sanskrit is needed there.
Anya Vilas means without any jnana or karma.
No question of jnana and karma.
That's Anya Vilas.
Anya Vilas.
This is Anya Vilasita. It's not.
Huh?
There's no. It's not against Uttama Bhakti.
Huh?
It's not against Uttama Bhakti.
What?
To, in some extraordinary circumstance, to call out to Krishna, even for your own health, is not against Uttama Bhakti. Because that is not one's real, his real feeling in heart is, I just want to serve Krishna. In other words, that is Anya Vilasita Shita. In his heart, his real feeling is, I just want to serve Krishna,
That is my only desire. But if in some extraordinary circumstance, like he's about to die, he calls out,